The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
Voters in Washington state are being asked to adopt the nation's first carbon tax, a powerful way to curb greenhouse gas emissions. You'd think environmental groups would be doing everything they can to back that idea. You'd be wrong. Initiative 732 on the November ballot calls for a $25 per ton carbon tax and says the proceeds should be spent to trim the state's sales tax, cut taxes on manufacturers, and give rebates to low-income households. Various environmental groups oppose this because the revenue would not go toward clean energy or provide sufficient help for low-income households and minorities. But the plan would curb carbon emissions, and that is, or ought to be, the primary goal. It would put a price on carbon reflecting its true cost to the environment. The measure shouldn't fail merely because it doesn't please every group on every point. The latest polling suggests the vote could be close. It would be bad enough for the measure to be voted down because climate change wasn't seen as an urgent problem. If it fails for lack of support from climate campaigners, that's worse. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to BloombergView.com and View Go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg View.